So when we are trying to deal with our dissatisfaction with one of the three ways, how do we know that whether it is Krishna guiding us, the Dhami Buddhi Yogantam, or is it our own mind, our conditioning is telling us to do something? See, the two don't have to be necessarily mutually exclusive. It's like a Brahmana likes to do intellectual work. A Kshatriya likes to lead and manage. A Vaishya likes to deal with money. So Krishna also tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya, you will fight. You can't avoid fighting. That's your very nature. But fight dharmically. So fight according to dharma. So it's not that just because we are practicing bhakti, we will be able to neglect or reject all of our conditionings. So if you see at one level, even Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, this is also a conditioning, isn't it? That's also a conditioning. That's a feature of the body-mind setup that we have. But Krishna doesn't say that we have to reject that conditioning. Krishna simply says we have to dovetail that. So there are the things which are born from the anarthas, say lust, anger, greed. Often they may need to be rejected. So it is not necessary that something which agrees with our material inclinations, that necessarily has to be competitive to bhakti. The best situation, the whole purpose of Varnashram was not to divide people into four castes or four divisions. The whole purpose of Varnashram was to situate people materially in a way that is most harmonious for their spiritual growth. So sometimes when we practice bhakti, when we try to practice bhakti diligently, we pray to Krishna, then we may decide to adjust our material condition in a way which is best suited for our material inclinations. So it's not wrong. In fact, if we are practicing bhakti, then we will be able to see our conditioning also better, and then we will create the appropriate condition to deal with that conditioning. So it's not that our conditioning has to be rejected. We just have to make sure that the conditioning doesn't take us away from Krishna bhakti. That within the process of Krishna bhakti, how can we? Because our conditioning is what we have. I can't wish it away overnight. So the appropriate way to deal with it, we'll come to know. And if it's a major decision in our life, it's best not to take it overnight. Yesterday I got an idea. It is coming from Krishna. Today I'm going to do it. No, it's better to wait. Keep some patience, maybe note down things and look at things over a period of few months, consult some other senior devotees, and then we can take a decision. But overall, the material and the spiritual, the steady way to progress is that we make the material in such a way that it is harmonious with our basic nature, and then we can focus on our spiritual growth. Okay? So thank you very much.